The Associated Press camp read on Brock Bowers is that he is returning to form, finding ways to get open on nearly every play, per Mark Anderson on August 10th. Bowers himself frames last season as a fight he is done fighting. Last season was definitely tough, especially first game getting banged up a little bit. Definitely had to persevere and fight through some things throughout the year. He hurt his left knee in the opener at New England and still played 12 games before December injured reserve, finishing with 64 catches for 680 yards and 7 touchdowns after a record 112-catch rookie year. The June preview was a comparison, and it hinged on one number. Target volume is the stat that carries at tight end, and last season Bowers's ran about 7 per game while Arizona's Trey McBride ran nearly 10, and the production followed the volume. Our claim was that treating Bowers as clearly the best at his position meant believing the name over the numbers, while the stickiest signal pointed at McBride. But we said the honest counter out loud in June. Bowers's rookie season was a 9 targets a game monster, so if the knee was the whole story of the sag, the argument dies fast. This week's evidence feeds the counter, not the claim. A player getting open on nearly every play in camp with his coach saying, "You could put a blindfold on him and he would find a way to get open," is a player whose volume has every reason to travel back toward the rookie level. One honest footnote from Thursday's preseason opener, it was Michael Mayer who caught Kirk Cousins' touchdown, and no Bowers stat line appeared in the game coverage we read, per Sam Gordon of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. So the camp raves have not yet turned into game usage we can count. Does the June read hold? Complicated. The healthy Bowers scenario we flagged as the case killer is materializing, and only real target counts can settle it now. Next week, watch his usage in the joint practice and game at Houston, and keep the rookie baseline in mind. 9 targets a game is the number that retires the June argument. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.